City of Kirkwood Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Wednesday, December 7, 2022 is now in session. Welcome, everyone. Let the record show that seven of our nine commissioners are present this evening. Commissioners Deal and Salzer Lutz are absent, and their absence is excused. Commissioners, after a review of the November 16, 2022 minutes, are there any edits or revisions? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the November 16, 2022 minutes?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Eagleton? All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed, raise your right hand. Any abstentions? Okay. All right, six in favor, one abstention. All right, we have one item of unfinished business this evening, being PZ-0723, special use permit for animal facility major with outdoor use, NVA Clark Animal Hospital, 10320 Manchester Road, Green Tree Center, and we'll first have an introduction by Ms. Volker.
All right, so as a refresher, the project is located in the Green Tree Center at Manchester and Woodlawn in half of the former Gold's Gym space. We would have pictures of the project, but no projectors. So as I mentioned, they're taking half of the former Gold's Gym space, and they'll be occupying 10,229 square feet. There will be a pet relief area in the rear. There will be a, they're proposing a new drain which would connect to the existing sanitary sewer, and the pet relief area will have a perfect turf antimicrobial pod system. The area has an existing roof and chain link fence with vinyl slats, and the applicant is proposing to use Acoustifence around this area. The applicant has had their sound assessment updated to reflect the use of Acoustifence, and you've all been provided with a copy of that updated sound assessment. The estimated sound levels at neighboring locations meet the St. Louis County daytime permissible impulsive levels. Section 2520E has, of the zoning and subdivision code, has review criteria for special use permits, which we reviewed at the introductory presentation. Since our last meeting, the subcommittee met on site. And these are some of the items that were discussed. The hours of operation will be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Acoustifence will be added to the outdoor pet relief area, which is currently surrounded by a vinyl slatted chain link fence. There will be no more than two pets in the pet relief area at a time. Both will be on leash and supervised by an employee. The outdoor area will only be utilized between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. The new drain in the pet relief area will need to tie into the existing sanitary line and will be approved by MSD. And a pet waste station should be added in front of the building in the mulched area. The subcommittee has a report to present, but I can take any questions, and the applicant is also here for questions or clarifications.
All right, does anyone have any questions for Ms. Volker? Okay. Would the petitioner like to address the commission?
If you have any questions, happy to answer.
Okay. Well, anybody have any questions for the petitioner?
No.
All right. That would be a no. Okay. All right. Well, Commissioner Washington will now read the subcommittee report.
Petition number PZ-723, action requested special use permit animal facility major with outdoor use. Petitioner is NVA Clark Veterinary Management, LLC. Property address is 10320 Manchester Road, zoning B3 Highway Business District. Recommendation, the subcommittee recommends that the petition be approved with the following conditions. Number one, the project shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the site and floor plans, two sheets prepared by Oculus Inc., stamped received October 28, 2022, City of Kirkwood Public Services Department, except as noted herein. Number two, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Sunday. Three, overnight boarding services are prohibited. However, overnight stays after surgery are permitted as medically necessary. Number four, the petitioner shall receive approval from MSD for the installation of the drain in the pet relief area and connection to sanitary sewer prior to issuance of permits. Number five, an updated sound assessment that evaluates the effectiveness of the proposed acoustic fence material to meet the St. Louis County noise regulations shall be provided prior to City Council approval. Number six, the petitioner shall install acoustic fence on the chain link fence around the outdoor pet relief area in accordance with any recommendations provided by the required updated sound assessment. Number seven, pets in the outdoor relief area shall be supervised at all times with no more than two pets in the area at a time and only during the hours of operation stated above. Eight, the petitioner shall install a pet waste station in the front of the building in a location to be approved by the Planning and Development Services Department and authorized by the landlord. Number nine, the applicant shall comply with all standards, conditions as listed in Exhibit B. Respectfully submitted, Jim Atkins and Sandy Washington.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve PZ-7-23, special use permit for animal facility, major with outdoor use, NDA Clark Animal Hospital, 10320 Manchester Road, Green Tree Center, subject to the conditions contained in the subcommittee report.
So moved.
Okay, Commissioner Evans, do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Finer. I have a motion to approve and a second. I will now open discussion on PZ-7-23, and I will start on my right here.
I have no questions.
Okay. No questions?
No questions.
No questions?
Good. Okay. All right, I will now call for a vote to approve PZ-7-23 special use permit for animal facility, major with outdoor use, NDA Clark Animal Hospital, 10320 Manchester Road, Green Tree Center, subject to the conditions contained in the subcommittee report. All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed, raise your right hand. Okay, unanimous, and you're on to City Council.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll be in contact, Patrick, about the timing of the public hearing.
Great.
All right, we have no new business this evening, so we will move on to development project updates by Suresh.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, just some quick updates. The public hearing for the daycare in Big Bend and first reading approval did occur at City Council, so that was receive its first reading approval by the City Council meeting last week. Greenbrier Hills Country Club public hearing is scheduled for next Thursday, December 15th, before the City Council. Another update on one that has been fully approved, the Fox Creek Veterinary Clinic, I think, on South Kirkwood in the Woodbine Center. It is scheduled for its grand opening next week on the 12th. Mm-hmm. So they're close and they've been approved for occupancy. So those are the big updates since the last time we met. Any questions?
I heard something about a sugar fire going in or just north downtown Kirkwood Road. What's the story with that?
Yeah, that was a little while ago. They were working on something, essentially that deal fell through and it got leaked a little early before the deal was closed. So I have not heard anything about that in a long time. So I don't think that's happening any longer. What's that? It's dead. Yeah. From my understanding, discussions with the property owner that they were in discussion with previously. So, yep.
And Jonathan, the apartment development on the south portion of the Commerce Bank lot,
mm-hmm.
That's gone through City Council. It's gone through the first round of approval.
For the preliminary development plan, Council approved that.
Plans.
Yeah, and they gave some elevations for preliminary feedback to the Architecture Review Board. So I think they're trying to get that teed up maybe before they come back to this body as well as the City Council for final development plan. But they're still moving forward as well.
And then what has to happen is Commerce has to open in a new location, and then they demo the existing building.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. For sequencing of it all. Mm-hmm. But you guys will see that project again for the final development plan, and assuming it is and it's, if it's substantially similar to what you saw before, it should go through, right? So.
Thank you.
Anything else? All right.
All right. Well, our next meeting would be December 21.
Are we going to have?
We do have an application for that meeting. It's still being reviewed, but yeah, we'll have a meeting for that one. New business item. So, I mean, I can. It's the Audi Kirkwood project with the new ownership group there. So it's a. I think we've talked about that a little bit. There's new ownership group, so they're proposing to completely redevelop the site. So,
did they ever? Are they using that car park behind the old Shop and Save?
I haven't driven back there recently. They were using it at some point to some extent. I think a lot of the inventory issues started happening shortly after that, so I don't think it was ever full. I never saw it full or even close to full. But
it's not, yeah.
I know the new owner does have that as part of their interim plans. You know, they want to keep operations going, so they're doing a couple temporary things, and they'll have all the inventory over there, and they're looking at other options of sales office and anyway, we'll get through that when they come with their project. We'll talk about that more. So,
okay. And I will probably need to recuse myself on that one. So if that's, I don't know.
What is that, because you own Audis? Or
yeah. You lay a word for that. Okay. For this.
We'll let you know if that's the only item, Chair. I'll let you know if that's the case. I don't know that for sure yet. So, yep. All right.
Well, anything else? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Sure.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, raise your right hand. All opposed? None? All right.